One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's the juice? What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm feeling...
You look really cozy.
Good.
Okay, you look good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I look, yeah.
No.
Do I look good too?
Yeah, you do look good. Okay. Yeah, I feel really cozy right now. I think I look exactly how the outside, I'm really matching with how it feels outside because guys, we're currently going through some of the coldest days of this winter so far.
Oh my God, you know how cold it is right now?
How cold
is it? It's 16 degrees right now.
16 degrees, which in Fahrenheit, in Celsius, I want to guess right now is minus 10.
It's 16 degrees. I remember like what 29 feels like or 25.
Yeah, we've been like at a constant 30, which is like, I think 0 minus 1. And now it's 19 or 16.
Oh, 16.
Yeah.
Early this morning was 11.
When I went outside, I'm pretty sure tomorrow's supposed to go. It's supposed to be
nine.
Nine is the highest.
Highest, lowest.
Like no. Nine is like the warmest it's gonna be.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You can check the weather right now.
Sorry, I gotta check. Nine is the highest.
Yeah, like nine is gonna be on the right side. At least last time I checked, that's what it was.
Let's see. Right tomorrow. Oh, so Wednesday, which is tomorrow.
It doesn't take that long to find it.
Okay, highest is 19.
Oh, damn. I just took the one off, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay, I mean, either way, guys, it's very cold outside. Everyone's complaining about it.
The sun will be out.
Oh, that's nice. It snowed over the weekend, and it's a little bit icy, but not as bad. I went to the grocery store today. That was my big outing for the day. You haven't been outside today.
I haven't been outside all day today, which, by the way, after this, I want to take a walk out. Outside.
You should take a walk out. It's cold. But I would say, honestly, here's my thing that I've discovered is I used to think it's all about layers. It's all about having the heat tech and the heat tech pants and the sweater and then the jacket. Honestly, the key to being warm
is to not go outside.
No, is like no skin exposure. Have your head covered, your hands covered, your socks pulled up, your like midriff, like have your like top like tucked into your pants, have your neck covered. If you can like have it so that your like your mouth and cheeks are covered, you're good. You don't need like, I don't need to have like 50 layers on to be warm.
Okay, but you need layers.
Okay, yeah, obviously you can't go like, outside in like a thin t-shirt.
Don't go outside with just like a simple long sleeve.
Okay, yes, but what I'm saying is like, you don't need to do as much as I remember doing. Like first winter here, I was wearing the heat tech pants on under jeans.
I mean, that works.
I don't need it though. Yeah,
my legs be cold.
I don't know why. For me, it's all about just making sure that like, all the like little extremities and stuff are covered and I don't need that many layers, you know? Well, that's more important.
That's so interesting. When did you discover that? Like, when did you go outside?
This winter, I discovered that. Like, there was like one day where I was low key very hot, and it's because I had so many layers on top, and I was sweating. But then, like,
you had the heat tech on because the heat tech will make you sweat.
Yeah, the heat tech is crazy. But what I'm saying is, like, even in this type of temperature, I would wear a heat tech if I don't want to wear a jacket. If I don't want to wear a jacket, then I'll put a heat tech on and then like a sweater.
No, if I don't want to have a lot of layers on, I'll wear the heat tech and a jacket.
Okay, but I don't want the heat tech to always be like out like that.
Oh, okay.
You know? But lately, I can't remember the last time I wore my heat tech.
Yeah, well, if you don't know what a heat tech is, it's this long sleeve. They don't make them short sleeve, obviously, because it's supposed to keep you warm. But they have those at Uniqlo, and you should go get you some for this winter. Honestly,
yeah,
this
is good.
Not sponsored, okay?
But I also think that at the end of the day, what's important is to have gloves, hat, scarf, socks. You're done.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when you go running, you're not cold. It's just about making sure that your ears are covered. Your ears. Was it last episode that I was like, ears and years is a struggle?
Yeah, which I still think.
Every time I say it, I think about it now.
It doesn't make sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah, but we're not going to get back to the years conversation.
But what else is new? You know, it's super cold outside.
Well, I want you to tell us what you've been doing for the last week, okay? Mm-hmm. Alia picked up a project. It's like she almost went to the store or to like the vet and picked up a new pet.
Okay? That's a great way to describe it. Except since I made the pet.
Right. And ever since, she's just been obsessed, and it's so cute to see around the house taking care of it. So if you guys know how good sourdough bread is, okay, so go ahead, you tell us. I don't even know why I'm talking.
Yeah, I mean,
she's like, yeah,
I mean, sourdough everything is just better. Have you ever had sourdough pizza?
I knew you were gonna say that.
Because sourdough pizza is better than regular pizza.
So we went to San Fran episode, I don't know, I think it was season 2 sometime,
right? People that live in San Francisco are going to hate the fact that you said San Fran.
Okay, San Francisco. Like, I don't know what you want me to say, right? We went to San Francisco and we went to the spot called, what is it called?
It's called Del Popolo.
Del Popolo. You guys, that pizza spa is the best pizza I ever had in my life. My little life, that's the best pizza I ever had.
Guys, that's still the best pizza of my life that I will continue to compare other pizza places to.
I want to go back to San Francisco to specifically go back for that.
Yeah.
No, I'm so serious.
No, me too.
So hold on a second.
That place and also the Soul Food Spot.
The Soul Food Spot was amazing
too. From New Orleans?
Yes.
Oof,
what was that called?
Brenda's Kitchen?
You're crazy like for that. Remembering
Brenda's
all these names.
French Kitchen, some shit like that. Yeah.
It was Brenda's something, right?
Yeah.
So let's go back to the pizza spot. Is that the only pizza they serve? Sourdough?
Yeah.
That's like their thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the ones that we got was the pepperoni one, and then we had another one with like a white sauce, and it was with mushrooms.
Mushrooms? Right? I remember it had like green stuff. Like the it green, had like, no, the like green broccoli stuff was, type thing.
I'm gonna put a photo right here.
Yeah. Oh my god, that pizza is amazing. Oh,
the crust. If you're not a fan of crust, trust me. If you're
it's because you haven't had the right crust.
Yeah, you haven't had the right crust at all. I almost said the same thing.
Trust me.
Okay. So that's where my love for real sourdough came. I was just like, damn, this shit is different.
Because you could tell the difference.
It's
and how
soft,
delicious.
It tastes better.
Texture.
It's honestly, shout out to Del Popolo in San Francisco because that place. Why are you laughing if you tell us
it? The accent.
Yeah.
Oh, that place is so, so good. There's one place in New York that I really want to go to and it's called Una Pizza.
If it's not sourdough, I'm not interested.
I don't think it's sourdough, but it is number 2 in the best best pizza list. Okay, I'm really big on these lists. Okay,
I struggle with lists like that because who are you to say what's number 1?
Who are you? I mean, there's probably
not you.
No, I'm saying there's probably a commission of a bunch of people.
Okay.
That are like chefs and like critics and
do you think those lists are accurate? Like number one,
I don't know,
burger in...
because we went to the Barcelona pizza place,
and
which
you...
was in. We went in last summer, and the place was called San Panatieri something, like something like that.
I like the accent.
And like the pizza was good, but it wasn't blow me out of the water. Is that what they say?
Blow me out of the wind. No.
No.
Well, either way, I don't even remember what pizza that is.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't memorable. San Fran is the one and only pizza that really stuck out to me ever in my life.
And what's crazy, it's like that place wasn't even like saved or like, I can't remember where I saw that place, but it wasn't like a spot that we had to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyways, so I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Why are we talking about that? Oh, yeah. Well, so we're talking about sourdough, right? And everybody loves sourdough bread. I love sourdough bread. I love sourdough like anything. Like if you tell me there's sourdough in this thing that normally doesn't have sourdough, I'm going to get it just because it has sourdough.
We're going to call this episode sourdough bread. I'm sorry.
And listen, I wonder what sourdough is called in like other places. But if you don't know what sourdough is and why it's like a project, yeah, is because you have to make sourdough starter, which if you make bread, you can use sourdough starter or you can use yeast. And you can buy yeast at the store. But usually, like, you know, when I made bread that other day, those like little bread buns, and you said like it smells weird, like it smells like something.
It smelled like something, but most of all, it tasted like, I don't know if it's like baking powder.
No, it's the yeast that you tasted.
The yeast, right?
Yeah, and it just was so pungent, and I feel like it's so obvious that there's yeast in it, which obviously there is, but it's like when you have sourdough bread, it tastes just amazing. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna take this project on and we'll see what happens. And I just knew that when people talked about sourdough making your own, they talked about it in super like, it's very complicated, it's like a lot of work, and then most of the time it doesn't work.
Okay,
and
you have
to
like
try again and again. Yeah.
So to someone who never had sourdough bread before, to someone who just is learning what that even is, right?
Okay.
Where did you find out about this sourdough bread making? Like, because it recently happened. Like, what triggered it? Was it a video that you saw that made you want to take on this project? Or
I feel like I've seen a lot more. I have my fair share of food creators that I like on Instagram. Mm-hmm. and that they just like keep popping up whenever they post recipes. And most of the time, these chefs and recipe developers are, you know, making, how do I say this? Like, it's not specific, like healthy food or like things like that. It's just they make food that's just good. Like they'll make, you know, pizza, they'll make like fried chicken, they'll make like stuff like that. But it's like it's good quality, good ingredients, technique. Like most of the stuff that I know how to make and like the way to cut stuff and like prepare things is because of just the videos that I watch. Because these are people that like make real food. They probably have worked in restaurants, mm-hmm. et cetera. So that's why I really like them.
Okay.
And recently I've been seeing a lot of them talk about sourdough discard recipes.
Please
which
explain.
Is like when you make sourdough starter, which then you use like this little mixture to make sourdough bread. To maintain that sourdough starter, what it is basically a mixture of flour and water that ferments. And when it ferments, it has all these like microorganisms basically in it, and this bacteria, and you need to feed it every day if it's like outside. If it's in the fridge, you don't have to. But if it's outside, and when you're making sourdough starter, you have to discard, as in throw away an amount of it, and then add more flour and water. The reason why you discard it or get rid of it and throw it in the trash at the beginning is because you don't want to keep adding to it and getting more and more sourdough. You don't need that much. You're not a bakery.
But why can't we have more bread? I love bread.
But I'm not gonna look. I used half of my starter today to make a loaf of bread, and there's only two of us. I'm not a bakery, so I'm not gonna bake every day. But I'm baking like once a week, if that.
Okay, but anytime you discard some and you throw it in the trash, I'm looking at it like we could use that. Like we can't.
But
save
that's
it?
Because it wasn't active yet. So now that I have active starter, I'm not going to be throwing away much of it.
How can you know when starter is active?
You test it and you see if it floats on water. So you like take a little bit of the mixture and you drop it in a water, in a glass full of water. And if it floats, that means it's ready.
It have to completely float on top. It can't be like half up, half down.
Yeah, I mean, it has to mostly float on top. Some pieces like might fall, like, or string might like come down, but like it, most of the chunk has to float. Mm-hmm. So I am currently proofing a loaf of bread, which if you don't know what that means, it's like waiting for the loaf to rise and mm-hmm. giving it time to ferment. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited.
You know what just crossed my mind?
What?
Alia is such a phase person. There's the running phase, there's the gym phase, there's the wine phase, there's the sourdough phase, you know, and it's good, it's healthy.
Okay, but right now, I guess that's true.
True.
And like, fine.
I thought I was a phase person, but Alia, she really, like, she gets obsessed about one thing, and I swear, like, tell us about the dream you had. Like, she's been taking care of this little sourdough starter or whatever.
Yeah.
For a week. And
yeah, I started it last Sunday. So it's been like a week, almost a week and a half.
You guys, when she wakes up in the morning, the first thing she does is run. Not run, literally, but to me, when you're just thinking about the store, she runs to the starter to see if it got bigger, if it got taller.
If it overflowed.
If it overflowed the little jar it's in. And then if it's not overflowed, she's like, oh, damn. Because I swear you just want that shit to be all over the table.
Because it's a good sign if it's like overflowing from
and
the jar.
And that didn't happen yet, though.
No, it has. It just didn't go to the bottom.
I think the lid is too heavy. We have like a heavy glass lid.
Yeah, that, it could be that. I don't know. But anyways, today's going to be the true test tomorrow's going to be the true test because I'm not baking the bread today. I'm baking it tomorrow.
Okay.
So this is also the first time that I'm figuring out how much does the bread making process take. But let me tell you about this dream, right? So this morning,
I didn't know what was happening.
This morning, I didn't sleep really well. Like I slept fine, but I you know when you sleep and you're kind of just, you can feel that you're a little anxious and stressed the whole time.
And, like, and sometimes you don't even know for what, like why.
Yeah, and of course you're not aware while you're sleeping, but I just know like when I woke up, it felt like I woke up with stress. Like stress.
I hate that feeling.
It's really not a good feeling. So I woke up that way, and then I have this way of sleeping, this particular technique.
It's a new technique too.
It's been like in this apartment. I don't know if I slept like this in the old one.
You never slept like that.
I didn't, right?
Never. I'm just like, why are you doing this?
With the pillow, right? Yeah. So what I do now, we both have two pillows, right? We have like a really squishy soft pillow, and then we have a firmer pillow.
Like a sourdough pillow.
No, I would say the sourdough pillow is a squishy one. It kind of looks like it too.
Yeah. Oh, because of the
color. It's like a cream. Anyways, so everything
is sourdough.
Yoni sleeps with the dark brown one, and then the light fluffy one, he throws it on the ground, right?
Yeah, I only sleep with one pillow. I don't need two.
Yeah, last night you didn't sleep with any pillow. You were like flat on the sheet.
I used to sleep like that a lot when I was a kid.
I hate sleeping with no pillow. It's so uncomfortable.
As a kid, I don't think I really used pillows until I was, I don't know, but I remember at some point during my early teen years, I started to use a pillow, and I was just like, wow, this is like a mature thing to do.
Damn, but like, why would you not use the pillow?
I don't know. If I remember correctly, if I don't know, maybe I'm
like... But like, even today, why would you ever choose to not sleep with a pillow?
Well, today, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. But you so specifically took it off. I remember you took off the pillow.
I know what happened. I think your neck
was hurting or something?
No. Like when we got to bed, like, I was so tired that I slept in between both of our pillows. Remember, like, I slept in between both of those, and then you just came to bed.
I told you, like, can you move? Because you were in the middle of the bed.
Yeah, and then I just, like, I was so sleepy and tired, I just pushed everything that was in my way.
Anyway, so my sleeping technique is I use the firm pillow to, like, go under my bed, under my head, sorry.
Okay.
And then I use the squishy pillow to kind of, like, hug it like this, mm-hmm. and then put my leg on it, too.
Right.
And sometimes I would take the pillow and I would, like, let's say I want to sleep on my back, mm-hmm. but I still want to have that, like, plushiness of the pillow.
Because it's a really soft pillow.
It's a really soft pillow. I take it and I basically sleep and I hug the pillow on top of me.
Like, she hugs it as if she's hugging someone.
Yeah. And the pillow's, like, lying on me. So it kind of feels like I have a bed above me and under me.
A bed?
Yeah, because it's like a bed. You know, the pillow is part of the bed.
Oh,
so
right.
It kind of makes me feel like I'm in a bed sandwich.
Okay.
You know, that's why I do it. It's just like extra. Like, I want pillow comfort on this side and on this side.
Yeah, it's a big pillow too, I feel like. It's not small.
It's such a good pillow.
Okay.
Just thinking about it, I'm so excited to go to sleep.
Okay, so then what happened?
Anyways, so I woke up with the pillow on me.
Okay. Because
that's how I sleep, right?
And Allie doesn't move much while she sleeps.
No,
if she's in one position, 8 hours later, she will be in that same position. That is crazy.
Approximately, yeah. So it's very often that I wake up with this pillow on me, like it's on my face, right? And when I woke up in this stressed state, right? And mind you, I went to sleep because I knew that I was going to bake my first sourdough loaf today.
And she's so excited about
that. And I'm so excited about it. And I was like trying to figure out, okay, like what are all the steps that I got to do? Because it's like there are a few steps. And everybody has so many different techniques. So I had to choose mine. And which recipe do I do? And I went to sleep basically looking at like sourdough videos on Instagram. And that was the last thing that I looked at. So when I woke up like kind of stressed, right? Mm-hmm. And then I don't know why, I literally squeezed the pillow and I kind of like let go of it really fast because I was like, oh no. And I thought it was like sourdough that was like spilling over.
It's crazy.
Like I thought it was like the bread grew, the loaf grew so much and it was so squishy.
That it became the pillow.
Became the pillow because I saw so many videos of other people having like a loaf in a bowl and then they cover it with this plastic wrap, but then they let it grow for so long that it like grows and it overflows and it becomes this like big pillow in a plastic wrap thing.
It's kind of scary.
So so then when I woke up,
it kind of makes me feel uncomfortable.
I thought that that's what I was holding. That's also, it added to my stress in the morning when I woke up, you know?
How much do you have to think about sourdough to think that your pillow is actual sourdough?
A lot, I guess, you know.
That's hilarious. When you first told me that, I was just like, what do you mean?
It was hard to explain, but it was so real in my head. Like when I woke up, I really thought that was like,
so
I was holding like
a sourdough. Obviously soon after you realized that it wasn't sourdough.
No, but I threw the pillow on the ground.
What?
Like because I thought like I was confused.
Oh my, yo, that's like... Like, you're really obsessed about this shit right now.
Yeah, but I think it was also just that I was stressed and then I thought that I was, like, spilling sourdough. I don't know.
Well, I hope we're gonna keep you guys updated on the sourdough journey and how the first loaf is gonna turn out. Yeah,
because it, so right now I need to like do this thing and like do the final shaping, and then I put it in the fridge, and then it has to be in the fridge overnight, and then tomorrow morning I'm gonna take it out, and then we're gonna bake it, and then we're gonna have sourdough. And you don't know, that's the thing about baking in general, you don't know how shit is gonna be until you cut into it.
Okay, now my question is, are you prepared
to fail
basically? I wanted to like sugarcoat it a little bit. Are you prepared for it not to turn out how, because this is your first one?
I am not too stressed about it, in the sense that like I think it's still gonna taste really good.
Okay.
It's more of like the texture, because that's the big thing about sourdough, is it has like all those holes, and like, you know, you can squeeze it. It has so much air, and like the I feel like it's gonna still turn out well.
Mm-hmm. So if
I don't think it's gonna be perfect.
If it doesn't turn out well, and I really hope that it will, you know.
If it doesn't turn out well,
but I'm just saying, like, do you know what possibly could have went wrong?
I mean, for one is like I used the sourdough starter when it was already like coming down. You're supposed to use it when it's at its peak. So when it's like the most fermented and it's like busting at the seams, that's when I'm supposed to use it. But I had to go get flour for the bread because I was like running out, and I was working. So
and then you found out that,
and
you
then
had
I
enough.
Realized I actually had enough bread, but enough flour.
Okay, so that's like, it sounds like that would be the only like mistake that happened so far.
Yeah, that would be the only thing.
Okay, you're good. It's gonna be fire.
I think it's still gonna be really good. Yeah. And then I'm gonna, you know, now the starter's in the fridge. We're gonna go to Seattle. I'm making like a small loaf, not very big, since it's just the two of us and we're about to leave on Friday. And then when you come back, I'm gonna first day make my starter and then make my sourdough.
Wait, but the sourdough would be ready, right?
What do you mean?
Like, is it not gonna be, before we leave, you're gonna make it already, right?
Yeah, of course. We're going to have this tomorrow.
Okay.
But then tomorrow is Wednesday, and then we leave Friday.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is like,
I'm going to finish it before we leave.
But the next time I'm going to try to make one to like revise it is going to be when we come back from Seattle. You know? But it's so nice. Like if you can just make your own, and there's something very meditative. Like the sourdough community. There's a huge sourdough community.
Alia's... like right now, your explore page is literally just sourdough.
No, it actually is.
Like the whole thing is just people. Something about sourdough and like that process and how it grows, and sometimes it makes this like weird, airy,
like airy farty sound a little bit.
It makes me feel like a little bit uncomfortable. If you're someone who has, what do you call it?
Trypophobia?
Trypophobia.
I think.
If you have that sourdough bread and the making of it and the process of it, may not be for you. I have that. And just talking about it makes my skin like a little...
I don't know why. Like most of the time, I also don't... I get very disgusted by those like type of images and stuff.
It just
with,
like,
has a lot like of
anything,
holes and stuff.
Anything that has like a lot of small... Imagine like
but
a
this
skin.
But this is different though.
Imagine skin.
Yo, shut up.
With like a lot of small holes on it. And it's moving if you put your hand over it.
Why is it gonna... No, sourdough, I don't think is as gross, honestly. Especially because like I made it and I had to like feed it every day. Also, if you're curious, my sourdough starter's name is Florence. Flo for short.
Why did you call it Florence?
I called it Florence because I used to play this game and it was called Flo's Diner. Or no, Diner Dash. Have you ever played that?
No.
It's a video game. Anyways, a computer game. It's called Diner Dash. And it was one of those games where like you have a restaurant and you have to like, you have customers that come in and you have to seat them and then you have to like greet them and then you put in their order and then you have to do that for everybody and then you have to like bring their food to them and then you have to like do all this stuff. And the whole premise of the game is like you have to like get as many customers in and out. And you guys, if you know what game I'm talking about.
I miss games like that.
That game
online?
Was so good. Yeah.
Oh, was that on Miniclips?
I don't know if it was on
Miniclip. Does anybody remember Miniclips.com?
I think it's just Miniclip.
Miniclip?
Yeah.
I used to come back home from work.
From school.
From school and get on Miniclip.com. And they would have like a million games on it.
Yeah, it would have so many games. I loved like the bad games. Like they had some games that were that today would be very politically incorrect.
Okay. One, really, like what?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. One of the games that I used to love to play on miniclip.com was the motorcycle game that you got to like jump and hit certain.
Oh, yeah. That was like a boy game. I wasn't really into this.
Yeah, I was playing that shit all
the time. That's where I like played Club Penguin for the first time. R.I.P. You never played Club Penguin?
No.
I think that's like my generation more than yours.
I never played that.
You guys know what I'm talking about, but. Why are we talking about this?
I'm just talking about the video games I used to like when
I was younger. Oh, yeah. Well, the reason why I called her Florence is because I really liked the girl that was in this video game. Her name was Flo, I'm pretty sure. And
how much is there to say about that well, reason?
No, and then I was also and I was also going to say because I always loved the name Florence.
Okay.
Because Flo for sure is really cute. But I don't think I'm going to name my daughter Florence if I have a daughter. So I thought, why not name my sourdough starter that?
Florence is fire name.
It is a fire name, but it's too long. Like, I kind of want to keep the tradition of the 4-letter name. My name has 4 letters. Yours does too. My dad specifically named all his kids 4-letter names.
Okay.
So I feel like it would be cool if we did that too.
Okay, so I think we got to the end of this episode, and I just want to tell you guys this, all right? If you ever want to find a hobby, if you ever want to just start like something new, you know, like Alia is a really good person because I don't know how you find these random, because I'm not really like that. Yeah. I feel like my thing is just music, like discovering music, making playlists. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't really treat it like a hobby. It's more of just something that you do always over
time. Well, it is a hobby.
Yeah, but...
It is a hobby. Like, I spend time
doing like making playlists and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, just adding to the playlist or, like, removing songs on the playlist that are not... Like, I want my playlist to be, like, so good.
Yeah, that's, like, not my thing at all.
You know, so I have 4 playlists right now. If you go to Spotify and search Yoni Ikoto...
Link it down below, you know?
Yeah, link it down below.
Okay, and speaking of links, I think this is the moment where you gotta plug your new link, yo.
Special announcement.
Okay, but you're gonna do like the whole thing. No,
it is an announcement. I am officially on YouTube, okay? It's gonna be straight up Yoni POV Street Photography in New York City. I think it's gonna be fun.
I'm excited to see the first video because we've been and you've been talking about this, wanting to do this for like a minute.
A
minute as in a long time.
Yeah, like a long time, but it's, I wanted the first video to be like perfect, but now honestly, I just realized, and I already filmed a bunch. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just like in the process of editing and I need to just go shoot outside. Like there's one more idea I had that I had to add to the video, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to overthink it. I just want to like do it. It's not going to be too many like edits. It's just going to be straight up Street Photography, New York, NYC. And I just want to show you what I see in photos. Like when I'm out shooting, like what am I looking for? What do I think is going to be a good photo? What do I think is not a good photo and why? What settings am I using? What camera am I using? People ask me all the time, like what camera are you using? Or like, how did you do this? So I think I just want to...
And also just remember, like most people that start, the first video is never the best and most amazing. It's like, it's going to take time until you perfect the craft.
Yeah. And it's not going to be the best video, but it's just going to be... It's mainly because I just want to... Because if some of you know about my Far From Home podcast that got deleted, right? And well, I should just also say that it's never coming back. Okay, like Far From Home won't come back. Let me not say...
Let
me not say never, but I kind of wanted to bring, to mix YouTube with Far From Home. So like with the POV as I'm walking down the city, I'm going to be talking sometimes about certain things that cross my mind. Maybe it's not photography related. Maybe it's just about what I think about... I don't know. Yeah, life or starting a YouTube channel, how that feels like, right? So... yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm so excited.
I'm excited,
too. And shout out to everyone who already subscribed. I really appreciate you. And if you're listening to this and you haven't subscribed yet, like, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah, guys, subscribe. It's free. You ain't got to pay.
Yeah, you don't. And there's one video on there already. It's a really random video. I just wanted to post something.
Oh, yeah. You were testing out the new camera.
Yeah, I was testing out the new camera. It's just like black and white. And I think I was like shaving or something.
Yeah. I'm excited for the first POV photography video. It's going to be really good.
Yeah, thanks. I'm excited. So Go subscribe.
I haven't seen it yet, so I will also be watching it for the first
time. I think I want to just show you when it's actually out.
Like, you don't want my input before it goes live?
No. Is that a good idea?
I don't know. I mean, up to you.
Yeah, we'll see.
But anyways, thanks for listening, guys. I guess this video, today's episode was all about my sourdough hobby adventures. And we're going to, when this comes out, the bread, it might not be ready. So we might not be able to insert a photo of it. But you can go over to our Instagram, because I feel like we definitely need to take a photo and post it with no context.
So I know.
When someone goes to the Instagram, they're like, why is there a photo of a bread here?
Yeah.
And it's only if you know, you know.
No, it's like the same with the strawberry in the sink. Only people who listen to the episode know exactly what we were talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Any last words for the people?
If you got to the end of the episode, please comment.
Yoni, welcome to YouTube. Not to make it about me. She's like, no. Okay.
Comment. I don't know. I mean, are we going to name this episode Sourdough?
I think so.
Oh, because I was going to say comment Sourdough. Ooh, comment Florence. Because then you really listen to the episode.
Oh my God. Okay, Florence.
Okay, cool. I've actually never been to Florence. I do want to go though. Okay, bye guys. See you over on Patreon.
Yeah, do what you want in 2025, you know? Just do what you want. Don't be scared of what people gotta say, all right? Okay, bye. Alia, she's like, Yoni, you need to shut up.
Okay, bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.